sisters, we've come down here on behalf of RMT to give not just support, but we hope that if you do go into dispute, and we don't want you to go into dispute, you're here to serve the public. As you know, that's the reason why you're in employment. But if you do go into dispute, we hope you think we can give you practical support and not just give leaflets out and tell you how to run your own dispute. That's a matter for you and the FBU, your union, and a union we've had a proud tradition of showing support to. You know, 25 years ago, and 3 months, there was a major fire, as you all know. Some of you may well have been involved in that fire at King's Cross Station. At that time, there was a number of cutbacks taking place on London Underground, about storage of fuels, about contractors coming in with access to the underground network with 3 million people travelling up and down all day. And as a result, a massive fire took place. And as a result of that fire, if it weren't for fire brigades people, which we'll never forget, workers like yourself, who come to the support and help and aid of our people working down below and the travelling public, that fire at King's Cross, the deaths that caused by that fire and the injuries would be magnitude 100 times if these cuts had took place throughout the length and breadth of London. You know, I can't understand. We've got a press association here today. I can't wait to see what story the Daily Mail runs tomorrow on this demonstration. They're quick enough to put the boot in to say it's public sector workers who are the lazy people and are not prepared to do the work out there. I'll tell you what, just look a mile down this city here at the moment. The people that's got us in this state, these banders, where's their access to the Daily Mail and the Express to what public sector workers do? There's a fire taking place in London or throughout Britain at the moment. You won't see an investment manager donning on his overalls and his hose pipe to put it out. You'll see skilled and dedicated firefighters like yourself. Fairly sense these people at a time of people losing their jobs. They won't even contemplate shutting fire stations down. They should be building more and more fire stations to give people a job, to make people safe in their homes and their houses. Brothers and sisters, also we better recognise the facts. We know about this crowd here, as the West Yorkshire regional organiser put it for your union, about the money they're saving. Every time that they say they're saving money, it means because they're putting more lives at threat, because there's less appliances and stations for firefighters to get out there to save people on a day-to-day basis. And we've got to be determined. You know, we can have rallies, and these rallies are great to raise consciousness. Right across the piece, they're cutting left, right and centre. We've had a group of people who've been working for the underground for an agency for the last 7 or 8 years. People called tradespeople and agency staff who have been tossed out, just like the West of London cocktails, when they squeeze a lemon in a gin and tonic and know what you know more, throw it to one side, toss them to the streets. It's all about saving money. They call it austerity. It's not about austerity. It's about screwing your pay, screwing your conditionings, and lowering the services of those people that rely upon them. If you're an investment banker and you do well, you're given a bottle of Magnum champagne and given a holiday somewhere abroad. But if you're a public sector worker demonstrating that you want to save people's lives, they put a pay freeze on for you 2 years and cut your pensions and cut your jobs. But it's about time. Society. And we've got no further than that. It's no good just condemning those Tories and Liberals that have brought these cuts in. Apart from some good friends in the Labour Party, John Milinus and Katie and a few others in our group that we sponsor, I've got to say the Labour Party have been absolutely miserable and disgraceful. They should be here today. On public sector workers and throughout the lengths and breadth of other industries throughout the course of this country. Do you know from next July, is July coming, when you get sacked and you want to go to a tribunal, your union or you've got to find £1,400 just to get to the tribunal to defend yourself. That's about paying solicitors' bills. That's what this crowd are bringing in from July. This crowd wants to take back everything that we've gained in the last 50 years. They want to destroy our National Health Service. They want to destroy public sector. They want to put further anti-trade union laws in place to emasculate working men and women from fighting back. And the TUC General Council better wake its ideas up. Because if it don't wake its ideas up, then it better recognise it has no teeth and no understanding left about what working men and working women want. The call last year was to look at the practicalities and possibilities of a general strike. It's no good us keep on praising the Spaniards, the Italians and the Irish and the Greeks for defending ourselves. It's about time we started doing it in